Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then be able to ride on down the danger way and byway with the old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today, and I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I am so delighted. And I just thank God for all of you that were able to tune in today. And I just thank God. And as I first stated, you know there is a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I just thank God for you, you and you, that took out your busy itinerary on tonight to tune in to the old Ship of Zion. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. I just want you to know that you are an important factor of this program. And O.C. Ward is just not saying something, but I'm telling you the divine word of truth. Without you, it would be no need for me to be here. But because God has people, servants, hallelujah, disciples, that love the divine word of truth, and you just so graciously tune in each time that I come across the airway, tell us that he blesses a cheerful giver. And so God is going to bless you for your patronage. I'm not just saying that. God says in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. And I just thank God for you, you, and you out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight. I just thank God. I want you to get your chip and your dip and everything to sip and just help me to edify the word of God on this evening. Hallelujah. And before we go into any further preliminaries, we have implemented prayer at the beginning of our program. We have prayer. And we acknowledge the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Because without him, we would not be in existence. And so we're going to acknowledge him. Hallelujah. In all that I say and do, I'm going to acknowledge Jesus Christ. So I'm asking those of you, if you would bow your beautiful heads, as we go down in prayer. Hallelujah. To acknowledge our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. On tonight. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty, God, and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soul is not our permanent home, God. But we know that you have lying in wait, Father God, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, God. But you are its creator, and you are its craftsman, God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight, O gracious Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to grace me, your servant, God, but words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting, God, in the epitome of their souls, God, on tonight. These and other blessings I ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And all God's children in unity say amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I thank God. You know, I just thank God for this opportunity, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight. And I welcome all of the dignitaries tonight, all of my kinship family, constituents and colleagues and alike, Christians and non-Christians. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. God welcome you first. And Overseer Ward welcome you secondly, because God has to be first and foremost in every single iota of our lives. God will not be second best when he's number one. So I just welcome all of you. And I just want you just to take your shoes off, get relaxed, and just, hallelujah, just help me to bring unto you the divine word of truth. I will be with you tonight, 30 minutes on the clock. And we know now that the clock is yet ticking right along. And our sermon entitled on tonight is God Perform a New Thing. I want to say that one more time. God Perform a New Thing. Hallelujah. And we're going to go with our first key scripture on tonight. And it's coming out of the law of Exodus 3 and 7. And it reads like this. I have surely seen the oppression of my people for in Egypt and have heard their cry. That's found in the law of Exodus 3 and 7. And we really are experiencing deep sorrow and difficult circumstances. We might feel offended if someone suggests that something good can emerge from our adversity. We know that a well-meaning person who tries to encourage you and I to trust God's promises may be perceived as insensitive or even unrealistic. But we know that, hallelujah, that's exactly the event that happened with the children of Israel. When God was working, hallelujah, for their deliverance from Egypt. And as Pharaoh hardened his heart toward the Lord, command to let my people go. He increased the Hebrew slaves' workload by forcing them to gather the straws they needed to make bricks. We find that scripture reading in the law of Exodus 5 and 10 through 11. They became so discouraged they couldn't accept Moses' assurance that God had heard their cry. Hallelujah, and promised to take them to a land of their own. And we know that these are times when our hearts and our fears can close our ears to the hopeful word of God. But I encourage you that the Lord doesn't stop speaking to us. When it's hard for us to hear, he continues working on our behalf, just as he did in delivering his people from Egypt. And as we experience God's compassion and his loving care, we can begin to hear again, even as the hurt continued to heal. Oh, yes. He cares. I know he cares. Hallelujah. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Even when we don't sense God's presence, we find out that his loving care is all around us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to encourage you on tonight. I don't care what you're going through tonight. I don't care about that doctor's report that you come back negative. and they're saying that you have some terminal illness, I want you to tell that illness that it might have you, but you don't have it. And you send that illness, and that ain't nothing but just a curse. And you can send it back to the pit of hell from which it came. You say in your mind, I don't have any kind of terminal illness. Because God received 39 lashes across his back. And by his stripes, I'm healed. I want you to claim your healing on tonight. Wherever you are across this land, I want you to claim the victory. Because you got the victory in Christ Jesus. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, God Perform a New Thing. And we're talking about signs and wonders of God. It's nothing impossible for God. It might be impossible for you and I, but there is absolutely, positively nothing that's too hard for our God to solve. You don't have a problem too hard, too complicated, that Jesus cannot solve. Hallelujah. And you tell that demon, you tell that supposed to be incurable disease that the doctor has told you about, you send it back to the pit of hell. Send it back running right now. You can command it to flee by Jesus' 39 stripes, and it has to go. It cannot stay there. You that are in a financial dilemma, I encourage you to increase your faith. Tell God what you need. Make your request known. God said to make your request known. Because we know that God already knows, but he lacked for us to just make our request known. In other words, to get on our knees and present our prayer petition before God. Hallelujah. And we know that even as African Americans, we can read in the law of Proverbs. And the law of Proverbs teaches us, if you want to know the end, then I would encourage you to look at the beginning. In time difficulties, hallelujah, we often wonder how things would turn out sometime. Sometimes we lose hope, even become anxious and fearful. We find it that people exile and in captivity, the nation of Israel, undoubtedly experience despair, anxiety, and fear because of their situation. But we know that the prophet Isaiah, he gave a reminder to Israel, even as God had been working in their beginning. He would shape their futures well. God promised to move in a radical way and do a new thing. We find out that their past problems and their mistakes and their past sins would have no bearing on the future because God would blot them out and not remember them. And Isaiah said to them, behold, I will do a new thing now, and it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and river in the desert. Isaiah reminded them that God had a track record of turning things around. We know that even we was told about as our ancestors lived here on the earth, those that were slaves, they found themselves in exile, hallelujah, in captivity. We know that they too experienced the pain and the alienation of being separated from their homeland. Yet they heard God promise, hallelujah, to do a new thing. And applied it to themselves. And I'm encouraging you all tonight. All you got to do is just apply God's word to your life. Apply God. Read God's word back to him. And that will increase your faith. We know that there is hope in this promise.
And it allowed them to live for a better day. Hallelujah. Trusting that it all. And they left you and I a legacy. And they understood that the hands of God moved among them. It gave them hope that God was in control of their future. And the God that was in control back then is the same God that exists in today's world. He's the same God in days of old that he is in the 21st century. So we must remember that God is present in every situation of our lives. Even periods of trouble, we often view hard time as a sign of defeat. But I want you to take courage. And if we look at our beginning, we can find hope and assurance in knowing that just as God moved for Israel and our ancestors, God will move for us. Even now, he is doing a new thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we can go back into the law of Proverbs 29. And it began by telling us, he that being often reproved, and he hardened his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy, or as the old folks used to say, a hard head make a saw behind. We know that verse 25 reminds us that we must not put our trust in the roots world, but we must put our trust in the Lord. What does this have to do with us as saints of God, you might ask? Today we are, we can't see many young men and women committing violent crimes, dropping out of school and being involved in illegal drugs. They are also disrespecting their parents and authority figures. Hallelujah. And we also see those who are waiting to destroy our church. We see our youth following the wrong kind of leaders, including members of gangs. Yet, if we look around us, we see signs of hope. We see fathers taking back their homes and communities and disciplining their own children. We see million men marching for leadership, justice, and the opportunity to nurture and correct their own. We see local communities with mentoring, tutoring, and self-help programs. In large cities, we see fathers patrolling crack and heroin infested areas, claiming the victories in the name of children who have been killed as a result of drug-related violence. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can save our children by providing godly leadership in our communities, in our schools, in our churches. As community of faith, hallelujah, we have a responsibility to nurture, to train, and to discipline and correct our children. We read in the law of Proverbs 29 and 15 says, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Verse 17 also tell us, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. So we must return to the foundation that has made us strong. Our faith in God and our quest for justice. And I'm encouraging you all tonight, you that are out there in my live podcast audience, I want you to be encouraged tonight. God is going to do a new thing in your life. God is going to perform some miracles that you would never thought was possible because of your faith. But God is going to perform a new thing in you. And that's what our sermon was on tonight. God perform a new thing. So I just want you to be encouraged tonight. Your finances, God is going to perform a new thing. Your marital status quo, God is going to perform a new thing. Your son or daughter incarceration, God is going to perform a new thing. Hallelujah. Your work environment that's unstable, you're having hell on the job, God is going to perform a new thing. You have hell at home, your husband is acting out, you can't find peace nowhere, God is going to perform a new thing in your life. Trust me when I tell you, God is going to perform a new thing in you. All you need to do, step out on God. Don't put your trust in man. I said, put your trust in me. Because in my Father's house is many mansions. And if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I'm going to receive you unto myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We love you. We love you, God. We love you. We love you with all of our heart and soul, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for enabling us to gather together tonight, God. Around this spectrum, God. And if we have any prayer requests out there in our digital audience on tonight, we have 7 minutes and 12 seconds. And I will announce the numbers across the monitor. The call-in to the studio number is 646-230-74-877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in with your prayer petition. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600 Gilroy, California 95020. Email address janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. As I first stated, the lines are now open for your prayer requests. May God bless you. Bye for now.
Don't leave.